Well, again, it's good to see you here on this first Sunday of the new year. Glad to hope you had a good Christmas and you're ready for the adventure of a brand new year. I think it may have been Betty Davis in a movie that said, "Buckle up, it's going to be a bumpy ride." I got a feeling 2021 may be a bumpy ride, but that's okay. We're going to make it. God is faithful, and we can trust Him regardless of what's going on. I mentioned there were a few times in the past when I shared, like, here's my prediction for the coming year. Not going to do that today. I don't know. I know there's a lot of guys out there still prophesying all kinds of things, and well, time's going to tell on all that. But anyway, what I'm prophesying is that God's going to be faithful and He's going to be good in the midst of whatever the year may hold. And I just want to share a couple of thoughts with you, just simple thoughts. This isn't a profound sermon this morning, but I like to start the year kind of saying, look, let's focus on a couple of things. And I felt the Lord just drop these couple of thoughts into my heart this week as I prayed about this. First of all, it's just kind of to remember something. It's been 20 years ago this week that we were able to move back into the sanctuary after the tornado of May of 99. And we had been displaced for 20 months, had met at the VBI building on the I-44 here. It's no longer there. But we were finally able to move back, and after 20 years, it was January the 7th, 2001, was the first Sunday back in the building. And after 20 years, I still thank the Lord for the kindness of Billy Joe Doherty and the congregation at Victory that gave us a place to meet during those 20 months. Rent-free, they gave us the opportunity then to meet in that building. I remember standing in my kitchen the morning after the tornado. We had essentially been up most of the night. And I was looking out the kitchen window. We were living in this parsonage over here where the Whites live now. And looking out at the rubble of the second story wing of the church that had been lifted off and landed out there. And just wondering, how are we going to do this? How are we going to get through this? And what are we going to do? And where's the money going to come from? Where are we going to meet? What's going to happen? And I have to admit, it seemed pretty dark at that moment. And Paula or somebody said, "Hey, Billy Joe Doherty just pulled up and is coming in." And so Billy Joe, and I think it was Rod Baker maybe that was with him, but Billy Joe came in, and the insurance adjuster had just told me a few minutes before, he'd already been out to look at it, and he had just said, "Reverend, it may be 2 years before you're back in your building." And I said, "2 years?" And he said, "Well, yeah, for you to... you've got to go through the process, and they'll have to carry off and demolish what's already been messed up and destroyed, and you'll have to have plans drawn and developed and then to build it." And he said, "I think you're probably looking at 24 months. And it was like I'd been hit in the face again. And it hadn't been 15 or 20 minutes probably after that conversation that Billy Joe came in. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the figure of 24 months, of 2 years, and our next move. And Billy Joe said, I said, "I don't know what we're going to do." And he said, "Well, I've talked it over." And he said, "You can use the VBI building." And I said, "Well, Billy Joe, it may be 2 years. The adjuster just told me it might be 2 years." And he said, "We're not going anywhere." And I said, "Well, when can we get in there?" And he said, "Well, this is Tuesday. Don't you have Wednesday night church?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Your people need to hear you speak. They need to hear you talk and encourage them." He said, "We'll have things set up for you tomorrow night. We'll have a keyboard and a drum set in there so you can have worship, and you come on in tomorrow night." And so, hallelujah, a dark time, uncertain, not sure where the money was going to come from. We didn't have enough money, not enough insurance. Not sure if people would stay with us since we were going to have to meet somewhere else other than our building on our property. It was a borrowed facility. And for us Westsiders, for true Westsiders, it was on the other side of the river. And that's an old school West Side thing. It's like, you drive all the way across the river? It's like we had to swim it to get over to the other side to shop for anything. But that was, when I was growing up over here 50 years ago, that's what, you drive all the way over to Memorial for something? Like we had to have a passport to get over there, which that day may come. But anyway, so it's like, it's clear over there. It's just across there's a bridge. You don't have to swim. There's a bridge now. But anyway, guess what? God provided for us in the storm. and we learn lessons of trust and lessons of dependence on the Lord and learn how to depend on one another and lessons of hope that even in a storm, Jesus is with us and the master of the storm is in control and he will see us through. And 20 years later, what I'm saying to you on this first Sunday of 2021 is to look around this morning. Look around. We rebuilt the facility debt-free, moved back in 20 months rather than 24, with more people attending than when the tornado hit. And 18 years roughly or so, 19, after the storm in 2018, we remodeled and added on to the foyer and to the building and provided the equipment necessary to live stream the services, not knowing that we were going to face another kind of a storm where that was going to be important. And all of that's paid for, and all of that is debt-free. And we look around and we're reminded of the faithfulness of our God. Look around and remember 20 years ago when we moved back after the storm, we were expecting and believing that God was going to bring us greater victories and to help us have a larger, greater impact on our community and our city and our world than ever before. And I believe over the last 20 years, he's enabled us to do that. We knew then that crisis and challenge meant greater opportunities for ministry. And I would say to you this morning, why not believe that once again? Let's believe again that in the midst of a pandemic and in the midst of a crisis and all the political upheaval and all the opinions and all the stuff out there, we've got a greater opportunity to be salt and light in this world and to share the gospel in person and online and to show the love of Christ through acts of kindness and ministry like we celebrated last Sunday, that the potential is there, the opportunity is there for us to accomplish some great things for God. So don't be discouraged in the midst of all this. Instead, look around and focus again, not on the severity of the storm or the level of darkness and decay and destruction, but look at the signs of God's faithfulness and his goodness in the midst of it all. We need to look in the right places and at the right things, and we need to remember the faithfulness of God. Can you say amen to that this morning? We need to remember him and remember his faithfulness. We've been in a storm in 2020. We're not out of it yet, and the truth is it's probably going to get darker. But look around and remember his faithfulness. Look around and remember God didn't fail us then, 20 years ago or 80 years ago or 13 years ago. He won't fail us now. It's part of our history, our heritage, our DNA. Look around and remember the lessons of hope that the Lord taught us in particular 20 years ago in that storm. And pay attention now because he's still teaching us, still showing us his faithfulness in this current storm. I thought there are some of you that you can remember a time in your life when you thought, I'll never survive this. It's never going to be better. This is awful. How will we ever get through this? How will we ever push through this? And you couldn't have imagined 20 years later the blessings of God and the way he brought you through and how you are thriving and God gave you a family or God gave you blessing or God gave you the dream job or God gave you whatever it was, and there was no way you could have conceived that life would turn out the way it has for you with the blessings of God. Look around and remember, because God is faithful to his people if we'll put our trust and our hope in him. Amen. Amen. I believe that. Look around and remember, and keep this in mind. It matters where you look. It matters where you look. If you just look at the darkness, if you just look at the decay, if you just look at the despair, everything starts to look that way. Everything sounds awful. Everything sounds the foreboding. And I'm not telling you the Pollyanna, like, oh no, everything's great. There's a lot of trouble out there. But listen, if you're just looking at that, you're going to be like the spies that came back and said, there are giants in the land and there's no way we're getting through this. And as the old saying goes, don't just look at the giants, look at the size of those beans. Look at the size of the grapes. That's the biggest watermelon I've ever seen. Look at the land and look at the blessing and look at the God who promised us. Keep your eyes, look in the right place and look to the right things, and it's going to be better. Don't you agree this morning? All right, I'm preaching myself happy. It matters where you look. It's one of the things I felt the Lord speak to my heart. Let me ask you, in 2021, where are you going to look? Who will you look to? Who and what is going to be your source? Because you see, if you're just looking to the outcome of the presidential thing or the Congress or the governor or the mayor, or if you're just looking to the doctor or to the vaccine or the stimulus check or a host of other things this year, thinking, well, that's going to be our answer and that's going to be our source and all that stuff, good or bad or whatever, I'm not weighing in. I'm just telling you, you're going to be disappointed if that's your source and that's where you're focusing your attention. There's only one to look to this morning, and that's Jesus. The King James Version of Hebrews 12 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. This year, perhaps more than any time in your past or your history and mine, we'd better keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen? We better look to him. The NIV translation of that says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Listen, he's the answer. He's the hope. He's the solution. It matters where we're going to look this year. Who's your source? Where are you going to look in 2021? And all the uncertainty and all the trouble and the sickness and the isolation and loneliness and loss and feelings of despair and discouragement and trouble, it's overwhelming. Where are you going to look? And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to look to Jesus. I'm going to fix my eyes on Jesus. I'm going to keep looking to him. I'm going to trust him, obey him, serve him, grow in him. I'm going to try to get closer to him. I'm going to love him and depend on him and lean on him and listen to him, because he alone is your source today. He alone is our hope. He alone is the answer to the question or to the trouble in our life. It matters where you look, and I'm telling you, for 2021, you had better be looking to Jesus. Amen? I'm speaking the truth this morning. We say, well, what does that mean to look to Jesus? Well, to look to him means surrender your life to him. Pledge your life and your devotion to him. To look to him means I'm going to serve him. I'm going to live for him. I'm going to obey him. Look to him means pray and talk to him. Build and grow a relationship with him. That's how you have a relationship with anybody. You have a conversation with him. You talk with him. You get to know them. How are we going to do that? I'm going to take my needs to him. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to look to Jesus, and that means I'm going to ask for his direction and his guidance. And you'll find it in the Bible. You'll find it in his written word to you. And you'll have direction and the witness of the Holy Spirit in your heart and life. I'm going to encourage you today, look to Jesus and his word. You want to know him? Then know what the word of God revealed to us is. Read the word of God. Let me encourage you to read your Bible. Pastor Brian, I know, is reading through the Bible this year. And I think if you're watching on Facebook, there'll be a link there or something that he'll provide, a way that you can read along with him and read through the Bible in a year. And there's a lot of apps and resources out there that can help you do that in whichever way you'd like. But let me encourage you to read through the Bible. You say, well, I can't get through the whole Bible. Read through the New Testament then. But begin to read and study the Word of God. Follow along with these guys. Pastor Jeff's got a daily devotion going on right now. Follow along. Push your way in. Get in and grow deeper in the things of God. Know the Word of God and apply it to your life. To look to Jesus means you put your hope in him. And when you hope in the Lord, then you don't give in to despair. Trusting in Jesus will bring hope to your life. Regardless of the circumstances, Jesus is with us. Remember, Jesus spoke about dark days coming, about things being shaken. And what was it he said? When you see these things happening, throw up your hands in despair, run out in the road, and, you know, set your head on fire, lash out at others on social media. I mean, no, he didn't say any of that. He said, no, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed not to look down, look up, look to heaven, look to Jesus. Don't give in to despair. Look to Jesus. Redemption is coming. God's deliverance and his provision is near. His purposes are going to be accomplished. So keep looking to Jesus in 2021. It matters where you look. Look to Jesus in his word. And I'll just tell you, look to Jesus in his church. We talked about coming home to Carbondale last year or whatever, and many of you did, and I thank the Lord for it. I look to see there are lots of folk watching the 8:30 service from other parts of the country this morning. Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching us this morning, you that are online with us. But look to the church. It was the wisdom of Mr. Rogers, as in, it's a beautiful day, that Mr. Rogers, who said that his mom told him, Fred, in times of trouble, look for the helpers. Remember that? Look for the helpers. If you're afraid, if you don't know what to do, if you can't see Jesus in the midst of all the stuff happening and the turmoil, look to the helpers. And I hope that when you do, I hope you'll find the church. because there's helpers there. The body of Christ, look to God's people. Look to the church. Come home to the church. At least that's the way it's supposed to work. And I would pray for the church, God help us to be the helpers that he's called us to be, helping others and serving others and providing for others and encouraging others and blessing others, not fueling their fears, but showing them Jesus in the midst of crisis situations. And we reviewed last week some of the ways we were able to bless the community and people around us, and thank God for that. Let's continue to be the helpers. Let's be the church that he's called us to be. Let's devote ourselves to that in 2021 more than ever, because if we keep looking to Jesus and we keep helping others to see Jesus, we keep pointing others to him and others to keep their eyes on Jesus, I'm telling you, 2021 can be a year of significance, and I believe it will be. God grant that 2021 is a year of significance, a year filled with his grace. And the second thing I just heard the Holy Spirit whisper in my heart was just this simple phrase, it's your move. It's your move. If you were like us, if you played games over the holidays with the family or whatever, then that was... And that's a word that somebody was constantly saying. It's your move. It's your move. Pay attention. Put your phone down. It's your move, all right? It's your move. And it wasn't in the midst of that. I felt the Lord speak that a couple of weeks ago in my heart. But I thought then, oh, I'm going to hear that somewhere along the line. It's your move. Huh? Oh, already? Well, yeah, we skipped her, remember? Don't you? Anyway, I don't know if you make New Year's resolutions or not. I never keep them, so I quit making them. It was just one more level of guilt that I just didn't need in my life to have to feel bad about. Well, I can't even commit to that, so I just quit. But I still look at a fresh new year. I like a clean piece of paper. I like a new place to start. And so January is a good starting place. And it's, you know, kind of the same thing. Well, okay, lose weight, exercise, read more, spend less time on social media, try to be quiet, keep my mouth shut, read the Bible through, journal, all the basic things that I tell myself to do. I must have, I don't know how many journal books that, like, through about the 18th of February, I'm on top of it, you know? And then it's like, okay, well, I got too busy. I'll get back to that. I know some of you are thinking, I was going to read the Bible all the way through, but it's already the third and I haven't started yet. It's okay. It's okay. You can catch up, and if you can't, just start where you are, all right? Don't worry. You'll get back to those first three chapters later. Just jump on it and get going here. But so anyway, but that's kind of me. It's like, all right, I got to try this. It's all the basic things, and then I pray, Lord, help me do better and be better and help me truly live for you. And so in the midst of all that, I kind of felt like the Lord says, okay, now it's your move. And that was just what that simple little phrase that kept kind of running over in my head and in my heart. It's your move. And I realized the truth is the Lord's already done what he's going to do. He's provided, and now it's my move. Am I going to believe him? Am I going to accept that? And am I going to respond to all that he's already provided for me? It looks like it's kind of the ball's in my court. It's up to me. Simple verse that everybody knows. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God's already given what we needed. We needed a savior. We needed redemption. We needed his provision. He's already done that for us. God has provided salvation and eternal life for us. Now it's our move. Will you believe and will you receive? Right? That's the next step. What we need to do is believe upon Jesus, believe in him, put our trust in him as Savior and Lord of our life. It's the place for us to repent and believe and turn to Jesus, surrender our lives to him. It's your move. Peter writes in 2 Peter 1, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. I remember, I mean, I was a grown adult and read that verse and thought, you mean that's in the Bible? He's given us everything we need to live a godly life? You mean it's been provided? And now it's my move? You mean everything is there, everything we need. Through these, he says, he's given us his very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature. One translation says, he's made us partakers of his divine nature, and we escape the corruption in the world that's caused by evil desires. Look at this. He's given us everything we need to live a life of godliness, a life that's pleasing to him in 2021. Every resource you need has been given to you through Christ and his word and his Holy Spirit. It's all there. He made it possible for us to share in his divine nature. We share in the very life of God. And listen to me this morning. This Christian life is more than just what you believe. It's more than just doctrine. It's a life-changing experience with God, that we are made sons and daughters. We're made part of his family, children of God, through his redeeming mercy and grace. We share in his life, and knowing him through knowing his word, his great and precious promises, Peter calls them. We experience him, and then through his grace and power, he provides us, he enables us to overcome the sin and temptation and the corruption and decay and all the stuff that's in the world through wickedness and sin. He's telling us that God has given us what we need to live a life of victory in 2021. Do you believe that or not? It's there. That's what the Bible says. Then if that's the case, then Lord, I want to participate in that. I want to live in the life of God. I want to move into that. Lord, everything we need is found in him. He's our source. He's supplied what we need. Now it's your move. Will you walk in obedience to him? Will you trust him? Will you rely on him? Will you lean into him? Will you serve him? Will you abide in him? Will you surrender to him and his will every day, every moment of your life? It's your decision and it's your move. Well, I don't know if I can do it. I mean, will he really help me? Listen, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's the one who gives us the strength to do it. He says you can. He's given you his strength, his great and precious promises to rely on. Yes, you can. Yes, you can do it. Yes, you can live an obedient, faithful life to Jesus. Well, I don't know. No, you've got his presence to lean on. You've got his Holy Spirit with you. Jesus said, I won't leave you alone. I'll ask the Father, and he'll give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Jesus said, hey, he'll put his Spirit within you, and he'll be with you. The Spirit of Truth is with you. You're not having to do this on your own. His provision is there. His Holy Spirit is with you. You see, the Holy Spirit has come to help and to empower and to counsel you and to guide you and to strengthen you. That's why Jesus says later in that same chapter, so don't let your hearts be troubled and don't be afraid, because I'm going to be with you. My Spirit's with you. You're not an orphan. You're not alone. In other words, the Spirit of the Lord is with you, and he's going to enable you to do this. You can choose to live in victory in 2021. You can choose to live as an overcomer. Sarah read it this morning from Romans 8. You can live as an overcomer through him. We're more than conquerors through him who loved us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And through the working of the Holy Spirit in your life, through your absolute and total dependence upon him, he's given you what you need, and now it's your move. Don't be troubled. Trust in the Lord, and now it's your move. Now it's your move. Look to him. Remember, it matters where you look. And look to him, and then it's your move. Take the next step. Take that next step of surrender and dependence on him. I'll say it again. He's done what needs to be done. He's provided for you. Accept it, claim it, and then walk in it in this new year. Say, Lord, I'm determined. I'm going to take that move. I'm going to follow you in obedience. I'm going to take that next step. I'm moving towards you, and I'm going to live for you this year. Someone here this morning, someone listening today, you need to take this next step. You need to surrender your life to the Lord. You need to surrender your past to the Lord. And I felt this so strongly as I was working on this. This is a word for somebody. You were wronged and it wasn't fair, but God has redeemed you. He'll settle the past by his justice. But what you need to do is surrender it all to Jesus. And hear what I'm saying. You're not being taken advantage of. You're being delivered by his mercy. Let me say that again this morning. You were wronged. It wasn't fair, but God has redeemed you, and he'll settle the past according to his justice. But what you need to do is surrender it all to Jesus. Surrender yourself, your life to him. You're not being taken advantage of. You're being delivered by his mercy. Now it's your move. Accept him. Surrender to him. Let it go. Paul said, but this one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining towards what's ahead. Remember, it matters where you look, right? Stop looking behind you. Stop worrying about the past. Look to Jesus and look forward. Look toward him and what he's prepared for you, what he has ahead, because there's a brighter future ahead. And then he says, and so I press on toward the goal to win the prize of which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. It's your move today. The first Sunday of 2021, it's your move to decide today, I'm going to press into the things of God. I'm going to make 2021 a year when I'm pressing on deeper and deeper into the life with Jesus, because he's given us, right? He's made us partakers of his divine nature. We can live in the very life of God. Let's move on in. Look to him and then move toward him, because it's your move. Choose and decide. Decide what that's going to look like for you. Get a plan and work the plan. Make yourself accountable to someone. Call Pastor Brian and say, all right, I'm reading along with you, but when you see me at church, ask me if I'm staying with you, all right? But let's be accountable to one another. And let me say it again. God has done his part. He's giving you opportunity to plunge into a new life with him in this new year, and it's your move. And so I want us to pray this morning. And if God's speaking to your heart about something, some area in your life, and he's just saying, I've given you what you need, now it's time for you to take the next step. I felt like I couldn't leave you sitting in your chair if you're supposed to, if it's up to you. It's your move. And so I want to challenge you this morning that if you're here in the sanctuary with us and you realize, yeah, I just need to say yes to him in some area of my life. I need to make that move towards him. He's given me what I need, and now I just need to seal the deal and say, yes, Lord, I'm going to live closer to you. I'm going to move towards you. Then I want you to just stand right where you are. If you're watching on Facebook, you can comment standing in the comments section if you want to just make a more public declaration of your heart's desire. But we're going to pray. But if you're here this morning, you're saying, I'm saying yes to him this morning. In some area of my life, I'm moving towards him in a new way. It's up to me, and I'm moving towards him. Then just stand where you are. We're going to pray together this morning. Come on, somebody else. You just need to say, yeah, I'm moving towards him. This is my action step on this, all right? It's not enough for you to stand up in a church service. But it's part of the deal. You can remember, you can look back and say, no, on that Sunday, I stood up and said, I'm making this step towards him. I'm making this step towards him. Some of you have made giant leaps in 2020, and you just see on the deal there in 2021. If you're watching online, there's a lot of folk that are standing. There's a couple of three dozen maybe that are on their feet here, and so you're not standing alone if you just typed in standing in the comments. But we're going to pray this morning. We're just declaring, Lord, we're depending on you. We're looking to you. We're remembering your faithfulness, and we're accepting our responsibility. We're taking that step. If it's our move, then we're going to move towards you. Listen, James chapter 4 verse 8 says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. You've made a move towards him this morning, and I believe he's moving towards you. Father, I thank you this morning that we can make this decision in 2021. It's our move. You've given us everything we need to live a godly life in Christ Jesus. You've provided for us. Your provision is there. The Holy Spirit abides with us and within us. You're directing our steps. You've given us your word. It's a light unto our feet and a lamp to our path. If we'll hide this word in our heart, we won't sin against you. You've provided what we need. And now it's up to us to live out your word, to live in faithfulness, to serve you, to do what you've called us to do, to be the helpers, to be the church you've called us to be the people of God, to walk in obedience to you, to turn our back on sin, and to walk and follow you in holiness and obedience and in righteousness. Lord, let it be that we'll surrender our hearts to you as never before. It's the way forward in 2021. And so for those who have commented that they're standing, for those who are standing in this house today, I pray grace. I pray blessing. I pray strength. I pray mercy. I pray, Lord, that you will enable them. You'll make their path clear before them. They'll know the next step to take, and they'll be bold in their obedience to you. I pray, Lord, that this year they'll pray bold prayers, and they'll take bold initiatives to serve you and to live for you, bold initiative to give and to serve and to be the people of God that you've called them to be. Lord, we turn our back on sin and on wickedness and ungodliness. We turn our back on every other voice. voice that calls us to less than obedience to God. And we choose today, Lord, it's our move because of your great grace, your sacrifice. So we say yes to you in every area of our life. Lord, let it be today. We're going to serve you. And I believe it'll be a year of significance as we surrender our lives to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand together this morning. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his faithfulness to us? You're a survivor. We made it through 2020. And God's got a rich, good plan for you in 2021. That's going to be a year of significance. God's going to bless, and he's going to enable us to do things we never thought possible. So receive the blessing of the Lord this morning, and thank you for joining us. Thanks for being here. Thanks for watching. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Amen and amen. We'll see you Wednesday night. We're back in the house at 4:30 for homecoming and new community and all those things. And next Sunday, watch for us. Be here. God bless you. Happy New Year.